Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Midweek Motivation. Today's thought is going to center around the word abide. We're going to be reading out of Scripture John chapter 15. And I want to pose a thought and a question to you. If you had to complete the statement, I am, what's the first thing that comes to mind? I am right here, right now. What is the emotions that come from that? I am. Let me read off just a few. I am hopeful. I am goal-oriented. I am excited. I am happy. I am pensive. I am heavy-hearted. I am powerless. I am discouraged. I am sad. I am scared. I am lonely. I am weak. I am anxious. I am frustrated. I am stressed. I am depleted. I am upset. Notice the shift in the emotions. They went from happy, aware, okay, to vulnerable, not okay. And both are acceptable. The first thing I want you to know is to give yourself permission to experience what you're really experiencing. Later, I would like to offer you the availability to take a piece of paper, take your journal, and list some I am statements for yourself. Positive, negative, some of both. Whatever is captivating your mind at the moment, where are you in your now? Not where you'd like to be or where you've been, but where are you right now? And just make a list of I am, and just list them, bullet it out. I want you to think about a balloon, an empty, depleted balloon. Think about what happens when you put it to your lips. You pull some air in to your lungs, and then you breathe it out into that balloon. And then hold that balloon. What has happened to the balloon itself when you breathe into it? It's become stretched. What happens to the balloon if you don't tie it off and you allow your own hot air to exit it? It makes that little release sound as that air comes back out. What I'm offering you is the imagery of, think about your emotions in life as the breathing in to the space of that balloon. As you think them, feel them, try to live around them, through them, in spite of them, it is as if you are blowing those positive and negative emotions into an imaginary balloon. I am powerless. I am sad. I am anxious. I am depleted. Oh, I'm happy. Oh, I'm excited. I'm discouraged. If you think about your emotions blowing into that balloon, and that balloon is becoming stretched, 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 stretched. It's holding all those emotions in, good and bad. But there is a capacity, a limited capacity for how many emotions, how much air that balloon is actually able to keep before it pops. And what God is offering us is to release to Him the emotions that are building up and binding us and causing us pressure to explode. He wants to take those from us. He wants to offer us more of the joy and the peace and the excitement and the worthiness and the praise. So let's look at John 15. During Jesus's ministry on earth, he said many things that challenged his listeners. In fact, he often spoke in parables or in metaphors. He used figurative language to relate common objects or concepts with himself or his kingdom so that others could better understand his character and his purpose. Similar to what I attempted to do for you with the balloon just now. In the book of John, there are seven times in which Jesus himself says, I am. Each statement gives us a glimpse into God's character, power, attributes. It's his offer to us. And I am offering them to you as a key with a question. And I prayerfully hope you take this opportunity to look them up, read through them, and have a personal pursuit and answer for yourself which I am statement or more of his do you need to replace the I am statements you're experiencing in your now? Number one, I am the bread of life, Jesus says in John 6, 35. I am the bread of life, John 6, 35. My question for you is, are you craving him? Are you craving him? Number two, I am the light of the world, John 8, 12. I am the light of the world, John 8, 12. My question, are you searching for him? Number three, I am the door, John 10, 9. I am the door, John 10, 9. My question for you, are you opening him up to experiencing full resources that he has? Number four, I am the good shepherd, John 10, 11. I am the good shepherd, John 10, 11. Are you able to hear his voice? Number five, I am the resurrection and the life, John 11, 25 through 26. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11, 25 through 26. Are you a child of God? Number six, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14, 6. Are you reading, studying, and praying his word? Number seven, I am the vine, John 15, 5. I am the vine, John 15, 5. Are you connected? Are you connected? Are his resources your resources? Let's look at the perception shift that we have control over when we are stretched with those emotions that we first talked about. When we are stretched, sometimes the circumstance facing us causes us to be upset or overwhelmed. Well, as you know, the name of this podcast is Overwhelming Joy. So let's talk about the perception shift in our perspective about upset and overwhelmed. Did you know that they can actually be a negative and a positive? Let's look at overwhelmed first. To be covered over completely, to be overcome by a superior force, to be overpowered in thought or emotions. So you can be overwhelmed, completely covered up with negative emotions because the superior force that you're allowing to overcome you with is the world or Satan's triggers and pulls or your own anxiety caused by many different things. And that can be the overpowering emotion you're feeling. Some of those that you previously listed, I hope, or came to mind. But what if we allowed ourselves to be overwhelmed by our God? What if we allowed, asked, sought, and surrendered to His complete covering? What if we were overcome by one superior force, and that was God, our God Almighty? And what if we were overpowered in thought and emotions by the Holy Spirit? So then if I tell you, I am overwhelmed by my good God, that's a positive, not a negative. Let's think about the word upset. To force out of the usual upright proper position, like the vase was upset when the table got bumped. To be overturned, again, something was upset. Maybe your life's been upset and overturned. Or to trouble mentally or emotionally and disturb the poise of. That's often what happens to us. We have an innate character and good godly attributes, but when something pushes up against us, then all of a sudden that trouble makes us a mental or emotional breaking point, and it disturbs the character within us that is godly. But what if we allowed the Holy Spirit to upset us in posture? What if we allowed what the pressure of the world was throwing at us to force us out of the usual upright proper position to bend us to our knees? And what if in that state of kneeling, we simply said, God, I give it to you. I give this recent pressure to you. I give this recent circumstance to you. I give what I am experiencing as a negative to you. I give you my mental trouble. I give you my emotional disturbance. I give you what could be perceived as a negative overwhelming to receive from you a positive overwhelmingness. I want to be overwhelmed by you, God, in this situation right here and right now, because I want to be an ambassador of yours. I want to be a witness to others for you in my now. I don't need to wait until you have cleared up all the trouble and I have a life of joy and promise to speak to others, to reach my hand out to others, to serve God, to serve my local church, to serve my neighbors, to serve my spouse, to serve my family. I choose to serve you now as I seek you because I choose a posture of promise. And I am releasing what is stretching me to you. So if I can give you what is stretching me to my limits, I become limitless because I'm going to draw on your abilities because I'm at the end of mine. And I want to crave a spiritual diet of you, God, because you are the bread of life. And I want to search for you even in the darkness because you are the light of my world. And I want to open up a newness, a new relationship with you through prayer, through vulnerability, through community with others, and through reading and studying your word, because you are my door. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to open my ears and eyes and awareness to hearing and seeing you as you move within me and around me, because you are the good shepherd and you know me and you would leave the 99 for me. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear my master's call. And I want to thank you right now in my now, because I have asked Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I knew I was a sinner, and I have asked him to make me new, because you gave your life, you resurrected, and you are my life for eternity. And I'm going to continue reading and studying and praying your word, because you are my only way. You are my only truth. And that is how and only how I can live this life. And I'm going to continue to overflow the love and the joy and the peace that I receive from you to others, despite my circumstances and my now, despite my emotions, despite my turmoil and my trouble and what Satan is trying to throw my way. I bind him from my mind. I bind him from my life in you with all the power that you have, because I'm staying vitally connected to you, because you are my vine and I am only an eensy weensy tiny branch of that vine. I am just seeking to give you what I do not need to be stretched by, and receive from you the empowerment that I have to do life. Abide, to dwell, remain, live, and endure. Let's look at John 15, 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Verse 4, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Ladies, that is how we can have overwhelming joy, despite our now. Isaiah 61:10, I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God. I pray that you give yourself the time, the place, and the space to isolate I am, and to look at who God is, and you offer to surrender your negative I ams and replace them with the promise of who he is. He is the great I am. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the clarity of it. I thank you for how you always offer us a way out. You do not want us to live in anything but your promise. You allow us to have an example from your word, the truth of your word, so that we can refocus, reposition, and reposture ourselves in you. It is a fullness of faith that we experience by abiding in you through your word. Lord, allow me and those listening to lay down the emotions that are not becoming of a daughter of yours and replace it with who we should be in light of who you are, so that others can see it is nothing that we can do on our own. It is only through the vitality of being connected to you, our vine. Lord, I love you so. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to be our way as you resurrected him to the life that we will have the promise of living through eternity. Holy Spirit, you are my best friend. I will continue to abide in you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.